I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Oz Alashi, founder and CEO at our sponsor, CybeSafe, developers of the Human Risk Platform. Learn more at cybesafe.com. Oz, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Steve, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
All listeners love a backstory. We'd like to know yours to get kicked off, Oz. You spent nearly 17 years as a British Army officer with the UK Ministry of Defense. You started there in 1998. Tell us how you ultimately got into our field.
So, you're right, actually. I am a former Army officer. I commissioned into the Parachute Regiment. I joined the British Army straight after university. I went to Sandhurst, which is where our officers go. I guess the US equivalent, closest thing might be West Point, but the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst is where I started, as all Army officers do in the UK. I joined the Parachute Regiment, and then I very quickly volunteered to go and serve with UK Special Forces. I spent 17 years serving in the military. I retired as a Lieutenant Colonel, and I spent 12 of those years focused on covert intelligence and counterterrorism. So actually, for me, most of my time was spent chasing unpleasant people around the world and trying to politely dissuade them from being quite so unpleasant. And we needed to find them. We needed to protect our information. We also needed to understand what we could do to encourage them to illuminate themselves, particularly digitally, because you've got to find these people first in order to be able to carry out and prosecute some of these operations. And so it was interesting watching how many of these groups funded themselves. Many people don't realize that organized crime is quite a big route for terrorist funding, and none of this is sensitive. This is all pretty open source, is what I'm saying. Actually, of course, over the years, that became increasingly organized cybercrime. And so that was my first real kind of insight into cybercrime and the way cybercrime was changing and affecting so much of society without most people even realizing it, just because we were chasing people who were using that money for more nefarious things than just good old-fashioned criminal activity. But the fact is, it was interesting to see. We also worked quite tirelessly to find people, to encourage them to do things that would make them slip up online. We had to build evidence cases and all that good stuff. And so I worked with teams, including behavioral scientists, psychologists. We built behavioral frameworks in order to understand how to do this more effectively online. And that was where I really got a good understanding into why people do what they do online, complex human networks and all the things that you would imagine associated with that kind of intelligence world. I left the military, ended up joining an organization that was focused on building capacity and capability overseas in cyber resilience and intelligence. And I was just really struck by how we and many of our clients, and actually quite a lot of the security community, was paying lip service to the human aspect of cybersecurity. And of course, the human aspect of behavior and risk management is what I've been doing for quite some time, over 17 years beforehand. So I went back to my behavioral science team and some of the consultants I'd worked with before and asked them to help me think through how we build a model that helps us understand human behavior and the mistakes, the things that we do that make us more vulnerable. And that's really how I found myself in cybersecurity, focused on the human aspect of cybersecurity.
So today, our industry is well aware of CybeSafe. Your company has done so much so quickly. But I want to go back to the startup. I believe it was 2017. What was the inspiration at that time to launch the company? And what were you hoping to do differently? Because frankly, it was already a crowded market at that time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 2017, which was when we launched to market, and the security awareness and training market was already thriving, full of players who'd been in the space for some time, some of whom were really quite large and still are quite large. That market still exists today. Indeed, it's still growing today. But what we could see very clearly, what I could see extremely clearly, was that training people when it comes to security is not the answer if risk reduction is the output that we seek. And so taking a risk-focused lens, or looking through a risk-focused lens and taking a risk-based approach to addressing human risk, the risk that organizations face as a result of what maybe their employees do or what their employees know or how exposed their employees are, that requires a different approach to just communicating, making people aware, training people. And of course, more latterly, the industry is very focused, has been for some time, on phishing simulations. Those things are okay. Those things aren't bad. Those things aren't, well, if they're done badly, they are, but those things have their place. But those things in themselves don't reduce human risk in the way that we think there is. And there's no data and there's no evidence. And I could see that back in 2017. I worked with a number of teams prior to that, as I just said earlier on, looking at the academic research into the types of interventions that most effectively induced or prevented certain behaviors online. And there's actually quite a lot of research. And interestingly, at the same time, we could see in parallel industries, or maybe industries that aren't necessarily directly connected to ours, but certainly not massively dissimilar, whether it's wellness tech, fitness tech, health tech, where the application of behavioral science principles with technology was enabling behavior change at scale, giving up smoking, getting fitter, running, standing up instead of sitting down all day. These are all examples, and we've become very accustomed to using that data in order to deliver better and more positive outcomes. That's not happening in security. It wasn't happening in security back then. But the question is, where's the data? Who has it? Why are security companies focused on security awareness training if the actual issue is about behavior? Where is the linkage between training and behavior, and why is everybody turning a blind eye to that? And so that's the thing we tackled. And of course, given my background and how we'd successfully applied those things in another field, I went to work just exploring whether it was possible. Does the data exist? Is the research and evidence base accessible? And is it possible to build a technology solution that makes it really easy for organizations to influence behavior and reduce risk? The first part is no, it's not easy to influence behavior, but it is easier to do so if you've got access to the right data, the right technology, and you treat people like people. And of course, putting them through lots of phishing simulations and security awareness training is not always the most effective way to treat people like people.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
CybSafe is the human risk management platform that integrates with your tech stack to detect user security risk and intervenes when people act unsafely. Train people and improve engagement. Reduce phishing and ransomware risk. Automate security awareness tasks. Measure and improve user security behavior. And report on organizational risk. CybSafe, the human risk management platform. Visit cybsafe.com to learn more.
And now, back to the podcast.
So Oz, I want to drill in and ask you a couple of questions about your platform. But before I do that, I want you to tell us a little bit more about the company, because you've really grown a lot since we started to follow you. You've raised venture capital. The CISO and security leader community globally have taken notice. Talk to us just about the company itself and how you've grown it, what it looks like today.
Well, we're really excited about the mission that we're on at CybSafe. We aim to fundamentally transform the way society addresses the human aspect of cybersecurity, and to do so by helping the security community be more scientific and evidence-based when we address the human aspect, and also be more data-driven, and to use that data to automate the things that can be automated, and as I said, treat people like people. And so that mission really does excite us. And so the CybSafe team, the tribe as we call ourselves, we are united by this belief that most people want to do the right thing. They don't always do the right thing by their organizations, but if they had the right help, if they had the right assistance, which is more than just giving them more training or telling them what to do, or even communicating with them in a funny way, there's more to it than all of that. If they could have that, then organizations would be safer. And so we're a team that is split globally. We're a global business. We hail out of the UK, unsurprisingly. You can probably tell that from my accent. But of course, we've got people around the globe. We're being used in 36 countries. The platform is available in 33 different languages. And we've got hundreds of customers. We're really proud and excited. And we work with organizations from across industries, but unsurprisingly, the regulated industries are where we get the mainstay of our customers from: banking, financial services, insurance, retail. The tribe has grown in size. You're absolutely right. And of course, we're really excited to work with some incredible investors and VCs who have supported us on this journey, who buy into our mission, and who also want to see a real significant change in the space and are excited about using data and indeed using intelligent technology to make risk reduction, human risk reduction, a very real thing. And so the human risk management space, which is the space that we occupy and the category that we have shaped and been part of developing away from security awareness as it was into human risk management, is something that we're all focused on. And as you'd imagine, we build everything in-house. The team is really rather excited about going through the stages that we're at and helping more and more companies understand and address their risk, their human risk properly.
Wow, the tribe. I love that. Can we count ourselves in as part of the tribe since we're producing this podcast with you?
You can definitely count yourselves in as part of the tribe. Actually, you're right to point out that for us, we see this effort as a global effort and it's a global mission. And by that, I mean, it's global outside our business. It's not just about those members of the CybSafe tribe who are working at CybSafe. It's actually those members and those members of the security community that we meet who genuinely believe that there's more to addressing human risk than training and phishing. That's the tribe. And so if you're anywhere in that, then you're part of it. And this podcast is absolutely helping with that mission.
So Oz, you have a great website. I mean, there are so many resources there. I want to zero in on something that our editors were taking a look at. So your website says that your Guide Plus is the extra nudge people need. I actually watched a video about Guide on your site, and it's very compelling. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have three core products, Guide, Fish, and Respond. The Guide product is the product that helps users get the help and the information, as well as the training, if that's important and the key component of the strategy that they need to make better decisions at the point that they need to make those decisions. And so Guide and Guide Plus, which is a kind of extension to Guide, but part of the core product, that product is really about giving an application to users that they can access on their mobile device, on their desktop device, will integrate into your LMS, integrate into Slack, integrate into Teams, and give people the help at the point that they need it. Which means that actually what you can do, either through the integrations you have with the rest of your technology stack, or because of things that you know, or things that you want to make sure people have access to or understand, you can deliver not just content, so information, training, of course, messages, but also nudges, scientifically designed nudges that you can measure the effectiveness of in order to influence behavior, which is fantastic because if you think about it as a user, no one logs back into their security awareness training to get help when they need it. They Google the answer. They ask a friend. They might ring the security team or look up on the intranet. Guide integrates into all of those things in order to provide people the right help they need and to reduce the amount of time that it takes security teams to provide that help and also to personalize that help to users. And that's really key. Most organizations would personalize more if they could. They just can't. Guide helps you do that.
So speaking of nudges, which you mentioned, we're producing a weekly security nudge series on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast. It's sponsored by CybeSafe. So far, the reception from CISOs and security leaders has been great. We've actually directly played this to them and listened to it with them. In the new series with CybeSafe, we'll be joined by CISOs and other experts. And so much of our programming is based on CISOs' feedback. And I want to know what's important to CybeSafe when it comes to your own platform. So this is a nudge here for you to tell us more about CISOs, your user and community feedback, how that works and how important it is for CybeSafe in developing your platform going forward.
Well, the CISO community, the security and risk executive community more broadly is extremely important to us. This community is charged within their organizations for thinking through, articulating, and helping to manage the security risk that the organization faces. And sometimes they have to do that one arm tied behind their back. Maybe they don't have all the information that they would ideally have. Maybe they don't have all the resource that they would ideally like. But the reality is there's some great people doing some amazing work and their experience is incredible. And we take that experience very seriously. So what we hear from the security community quite regularly is that we think that the human aspect is important. We believe that it needs to be addressed, hence why we do a lot of things in our strategy. But we know that what we're doing is not delivering everything that we want, which is ultimately risk reduction, behavior change and risk reduction. Therefore, what can we do about it? We take that very seriously and we build that understanding or that desire for greater clarity on what's working and what's not working, greater clarity on what risk is being reduced and what risk is not being affected, and greater clarity on how can I do this with less effort? How can I save time, not just my security team's time, but my organization time? Because actually we have a lot of people in organizations who are going through training who really don't need to be, but they're actually wasting time, but the organization has no choice. It has one size fits all. So the CISO community has made that very clear to us and we take that very seriously. Equally, we hear loud and clear from the CISO community that we want to be more data-driven. And of course, that's at the core of what we do. So that's rather helpful and something we will always take seriously. And we also now increasingly hear, I've got to be prepared for future challenges. So a really good example is AI governance. Of course, I can train my people and I will provide some security awareness training for them about that. But what else? What else am I doing to manage the human risk as it relates to the application or the adoption of AI in my organization? So these are good examples of things that we hear from the CISO community and we not just bake into the solutions in our product or at least make it really clear how our existing products can be used to solve these issues. AI governance is a fantastic example of something that we're helping organizations address right now. The fact of the matter is that community is really important. And of course, that's that community that often leads the security awareness or human risk management practitioner community, those people who generally work to a CISO. And so understanding what their boss wants, as well as what that person managing the program needs is important to us.
So Oz, before you leave us today, I want to ask about one last thing, and that's CybeSafe's Behave Hub. Our editors found some excellent free cybersecurity tools there. Didn't realize you had that. So tell us, what are you doing there? What can people find?
So Steve, we believe passionately that when it comes to information, when it comes to sharing knowledge, this should be something that we do aggressively as a community. And of course, the cybersecurity community, we're not the only people who believe that, lots do. And so we want to play our part. We also know that we are conducting probably more research than any other commercial entity as far as managing human risk is concerned. And we want to share that research. We work with a number of academic institutions around the globe. We have an annual academic research conference called IMPACT, which we do and partner with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, with NIST, with MITRE. And so we make sure that all of that is shared there. All of our blogs, our research papers, our white papers, they're all shared there. And of course, if we do the odd interview and podcast, it's all up there. And we believe that that information, that repository of information, as well as access to the security behavior database, this is literally a database that catalogs every single security behavior that can influence risk positively or negatively so that organizations know where to focus. It's free. Nobody has to pay for it. It's just up. You don't even have to sign up for it at all, but you can do if you want the updates. You know, we want to make it really easy for people to do the right thing as far as the human aspect of cybersecurity. But we also know that we're not the only people thinking about this. There are lots of incredible companies, lots of credible entities and organizations thinking about this too. And so we want to point at them. So if you're not sure where to go, the Behave Hub would be a fantastic place to start. You'll find lots of information and resource that will help level up your understanding if indeed that's what you need to do. But you'll also find links to other things that might help you answer the questions that you have. And we want to make that really easy, so we'll continue to add to it. But hopefully that explains why we're so excited about the Behave Hub.
So as always, you know, you hit on all of the points, but they're my points, they're my questions. Is there anything I didn't ask, anything that you'd like to share before you leave us today?
I guess the only thing I would share is at CyberSafe, we are on a mission and on a journey. Most organizations are on a journey when it comes to the human aspect of cybersecurity. They might start with doing security awareness training, move through phishing simulations, and then they're trying to work out, what do I do more that is more effective, or indeed that helps save me time and helps me reduce my risk? And that's where the CyberSafe platform is focused. It's on reducing the amount of time it takes to reduce risk to the organization, and doing so in a scientific, data-driven way, with an obsession about security behaviors and being able to demonstrate impact that you're having on those behaviors. That's what the CyberSafe platform does. We love the fact that this community is pretty unrelenting and demanding when it comes to show me the evidence that what you're doing is making any difference. That's never been possible before in the security awareness space. The security awareness space is changing rapidly, and the space we occupy is human risk management, which of course security awareness fits into, but security awareness is not all of. So that's really all I would kind of finish with, bit of a plug for what we're doing, but really excited to spend more time with you and the team, Steve. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
Well, you're welcome, Oz. And after listening to you, I think there's going to be many more people wanting to join the tribe. So thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Oz Alashe, founder and CEO at our sponsor, CybSafe, developers of the Human Risk Management Platform. Learn more at cybsafe.com. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.